The computer will exit the PIP program and the A prompt will reappear. Let's check that the programs have been transferred to the disk in drive B. The A prompt indicates that drive A is the logged drive, or the drive on which data will be read from or to upon entry of a command when another drive is not specified. Type B colon and press return. The B prompt is now displayed. Drive B is now the logged drive. Type DIR and press return. That's DIR and press return. The five programs we transferred are now listed, whereas an earlier dir command indicated that no files were present. Let's explore the programs we have copied. Type STAT and press return. I'll say that again. Type STAT and press return. The display indicates the amount of space remaining on drive A and drive B. The letter K stands for 1,000 characters. For instance, 7K would represent 7,000 characters worth of information. Now, type STAT space asterisk period asterisk and press return. Once again, STAT space asterisk period asterisk and press return. Like the directory command, STAT displays the list of programs on the disk, but additional important information is also displayed. The program baud period com is 6 records in length and 1,000 characters in size. Notice the r/w reference. This indicates that the file may be read from or written to. The last line of the display indicates the amount of space remaining unused on the disk. After you prepared a copy of your master number 1 disk, you were instructed to place a write protect label over the disk notch. It is also possible to code a file electronically to prevent the computer from writing data to a specific file. The process of electronic write protection may be accomplished with the STAT command in the following manner. Type STAT space SYSGEN period COM space $R/O. That's an O, not a zero. I'll repeat the command. STAT space SYSGEN period COM $R/O and press return. The message sysgen period com set to r/o is displayed, then the B prompt. Type STAT space asterisk period asterisk and press return. I'll repeat that. STAT space asterisk period asterisk and press return. The directory confirms the read-only status of the sysgen program. You may write protect the entire disk contents entered to this point with the command stat space b colon asterisk period asterisk space $r/o. Earlier, I mentioned the transient command era, which is used to erase files. Use this command with caution. Be certain to specify the drive on which the file to be erased is located. In the following example, the file named is on both disks. Failure to specify drive B, if drive A is the log drive, would result in erasure of the file on drive A instead of the one on drive B. Drive B is the location of the file, and the B prompt is displayed. Therefore, it is not necessary to specify B colon to identify the proper file in this example. Type ERA space PIP period COM and press return. Once more, ERA space PIP period COM and press return. The drive B motor will run for a moment and the B prompt will display again. Now, type ERA space SYSGEN period COM and press return. That's ERA space SYSGEN period COM and press return. What now? The B prompt is not displayed. The message BDOSERR file/O is something new. Depress the control key and type the letter C. You were able to extract yourself from the error condition by signaling a warm boot with control C. Type STAT space asterisk period asterisk and press return. I'll repeat that. That's STAT space asterisk period asterisk and press return. Notice that by using the erase command, the PIP program has been erased, but the read-only setting of SysGen has prevented its erasure. Let's use the other resident command, rename. Type REN space B colon TEST period COM equal sign B colon TERM period COM and press return. I'll repeat that. Type REN space B colon TEST period COM equal sign B colon TERM period COM and press return. Now type STAT space asterisk period asterisk and press return. Once more, type STAT space asterisk period asterisk and press return. Term is now named test. To run the term program on drive B, it would be necessary to type TEST rather than term. However, the result would be the same. Another useful resident command is the type command. Type A colon and press return. Type DIR and press return. The PIP program has the extension period COM and is written in machine language or special codes. You may not use the type command to read the contents of a machine language program. Dump period ASM is not written in machine language. Type TYPE space DUMP period ASM and press return. As the contents scroll up the screen, you may stop the scrolling by depressing the control key and typing S. Restart the display by pressing any key. Type B colon BAUD and press return. I'll repeat that. Type B colon BAUD and press return. The baud command will display various selections of baud rate, which may be used for the RS-232 or serial port on the rear of your K-Pro 2. Your printer may permit a rate of 4800 or 1200 baud for receiving data from the computer. Examine the printer manual or check with your dealer for advice on this selection. If you subscribe to the source, CompuServe, or intend to transmit data through a modem, check the speed required of the modem. Most acoustic modems receive at the rate of 300 baud. Make certain the caps lock key is in the on position. Press B to set the baud rate to 300. The A prompt will reappear. When you need to make changes, you know how to locate the baud rate selection option. Type TERM, that's TERM, and press return. KPRO has provided you with a program to permit the computer to begin communicating through the modem immediately. If you do not have a modem connected to the computer, do not press the return option. Pressing the return will cause the program to hang, and it will be necessary to turn the power off, wait 10 to 15 seconds, and then restore power. Press Escape to exit to CPM. The program TERM converts the KPRO2 to a dumb terminal. This permits communication through the modem. However, if your needs dictate the ability to transmit data from disk to modem, or save data to disk that is sent through the modem, you will require special software. Consult your dealer or KPRO for the special modem program written for your KPRO2. Another program is provided with your KPRO2 to modify functions. The program Config provides the means of resetting various keyboard, port assignments, cursor controls, and special functions of the numeric keypad. If you do not use the TERM program, backspace and delete the letters TERM. Then type CONFIG and press return. I'll repeat that. Type CONFIG and press return. When the configuration menu is displayed, press the number 5, then number 1 for the help menu. In the program baud, we set the baud rate at 300. In configuration, you see a greater selection of options with explanations. Press escape twice to return to the main menu. At your leisure, stop the tape and examine each help menu. At this point, the language may not have much meaning. Don't make any changes. Just review the menu to become aware of these facilities. Press the escape key to exit the configure program and reboot your KPRO computer. Most of the remaining programs listed on the directory will not be of value to you at the present time. Many of them are used by programmers. PIP and STAT are two of the most useful programs found in CPM. At the beginning of these instructions, we used PIP to individually transfer several programs from drive A to drive B. As you recall, the format was PIP B colon, or destination, equal sign A colon, or the source. That's PIP space destination equal sign source. The same format applies to rename. REN space new name equal sign old name. You may not have noticed that in STAT, typing only STAT brought the message related only to remaining disk space. By adding asterisk period asterisk, every file on the disk was displayed with related statistics. The extension asterisk period asterisk is referred to as the wildcard or all function. You may use it with PIP to transfer all files on a disk to another disk, just as though you'd typed COPY. The difference is that no verification of correctness is accomplished. The format would be PIP space B colon equal sign A colon asterisk period asterisk. Notice too that when the file names being transferred are not changed, it is unnecessary to designate the file destination. An example would be PIP space B colon equals sign A colon COPY period COM. In this example, the name to appear on drive B would not change. Thus, it's not necessary to repeat the file name. There will be cases, however, in which you may transfer a file generated in the word processing program to a new file name and rename it in the process. Now we are going to erase all the test material on drive B. First, we will remove any read-only protection on the files. Type STAT space B colon asterisk period asterisk and press return. I'll say that again. Type STAT space B colon asterisk period asterisk and press return. Examine each read-write condition. If any of the files are set to r/o, type STAT space file name space $r/w and press return. Again, that's STAT space, then the file name space $r/w and press return. Once all the files are set to r/w, type ERA space B colon asterisk period asterisk. That's ERA space B colon asterisk period asterisk and press return. The prompt which follows would allow you to escape if this had been an accidental entry. Since it is a valid entry, type Y and press return. Type DIR space B colon and press return to see the no file message. Everything on drive B has now been erased and you have a clean slate. You may now use the disk for any other purpose. This program has shown you how to use your K-Pro computer. We have started the computer, loaded a diskette, examined the keyboard, and copied the original master diskettes. We also loaded the following five programs into memory. The STAT program, which tells how much space, which programs, and which files remain on the diskette. STAT also will code a file to prevent us from putting more data onto it. The FORMAT program, which prepares a diskette for storing data. BAUD, which sets or changes the speed at which data is sent to a printer or other device. TERM, which communicates with a modem. CONFIG, reassigns keys for special purposes. We also used the following programs: erase a file, rename a file, scroll information on the screen, stop it and start it again. Then we used the BAUD program, used the TERM program, used the CONFIG program, removed protection from the files, and finally erased an entire diskette. Rather than being the conclusion of your introduction, this is the beginning of your use and enjoyment of your K-Pro 2 computer. Your CPM operating system opens the door to literally thousands of software programs. Even though the K-Pro 2 comes with the finest word processing and electronic spreadsheet programs, your interests and needs may expand to database management and other application software. We offer audio instructional series for most popular software, including Perfect Writer, Perfect Calc, and Perfect Files. Consult your dealer to obtain further information on available selections. Thank you. This concludes the micro instructional series K-Pro 2. K-Pro 2 is a trademark of Nonlinear Systems. Perfect Writer and Perfect Calc are trademarks of Perfect Software. CPM is a trademark of Digital Research Corporation. This recording is protected by international copyrights dated January 1983 by Micro Instructional Incorporated, Fort Lauderdale, Florida.